Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane's Win. It's the 9th of December today, and I'm just on the way back from dropping Henry at school. Amelia's had her famous swimming lesson today, so we'll see how that goes. And it's gone very, very cold all of a sudden. Need gloves type of cold. Beautiful blue sky, not a cloud inside. So beautiful sunshine, but yes, that comes with cold. I noticed yesterday after about 10, 12 degrees during the day, by the time I dropped Henry at Scouts, it was quite frosty. Anyway, it was a very busy day yesterday. So Amelia had her viola exam. So she played beautifully. But we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Apparently we'll find out before Christmas, possibly even. So fingers crossed. I'm just so proud of her for doing this. So I just hope that she'll I hope she'll pass and hopefully even get a good mark. She'd so deserve it. She's worked so hard for it. And then it was Henry's Christmas play, which as usual, I didn't realise Henry had two lines and they were right in the beginning of the play, and that was it because he was one of about 10 narrators. And they all did so well. So it was year one and year two doing it. It's the usual thing when it brings a tear to your eye because it's all these little ones saying their lines, and you know, and it's funny, and they were all singing. I think I posted a boo about of one of the songs. I think that was Henry's favourite, the one that he was singing at home. Even though I watched him, he wasn't singing every single song, so he's clearly quite selective about which ones he likes, he sings. But yeah, they all did so well. And it was quite full as well. Just the usual smaller children who are on occasion noisier than the children on stage, then it's difficult to hear. And people not taking their children out when they're crying, that sort of thing, which always spoils it a bit. But yeah, it was a lovely performance. And then we had Beavers. So yeah, it was a bit strange to be home already. And I'm glad I made Henry, well, under protest, he didn't like it, but I made him do the facts because they're working towards the next badge now, and he had to colour in some flags, 5 countries, and he had to write down a fact for each country, and he didn't really want to do it because writing is not his favourite thing, but I made him, and thank goodness I did, because otherwise he'd have been the only one who didn't do that kind of homework. So I have to say, I didn't quite expect Beavers to be quite so involved. There's a lot to do for it from week to week, almost. So there's like extra homework and stuff he's got to learn, and so that's quite a lot on top of the stuff that he's got to learn for school anyway. So that all went well, and he got invested, and I tried to video it. He said his promise absolutely beautiful, something else we've had to learn. And like a numpty, I thought I was recording, but it was only when I went to switch it off I realised that they hadn't actually started recording yet. Duh. So only I know how beautifully, and obviously everyone there, how beautifully he, so you have to take my word for it, he did it really well. So he got his scarf and his toggle, so he's quite proud of that now. And that was another busy day over. And today we've just got, I say just, so I've got a friend coming around this afternoon. Also turns out I sort of arranged an impromptu play date for Amelia, kind of with necessity, because Henry's doing his play again this evening, the evening performance for the working parents. And He'll be... So I'll have to drop him at school, and then what I'll do is I'll pick up my friend's daughter, and then the girls have a bit of a play date while the boys, because she's got a younger brother there in the play as well, while the boys are doing their play. And then their dad will pick up the boys and bring Henry home, and then we'll swap children. So, yeah, but that makes for another busy day. And Simon's gone for a course in London today. So I don't know, he might be home later. Oh, and then I'm going out because we're going and having a quiz night tonight for a friend's birthday. So it's sort of a special occasion quiz. So, and that's that's that one of a busy week. But it's already Wednesday, so not too bad. It's nearly over. Anyway, I hope you all have a good one. A good Wednesday, that is. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.